This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
All right, everybody, it's here. The March to Spring Training and Opening Day is officially upon us. Hey, I'm Rob Bradford from Baseball Isn't Boring, and we'll have you covered every single day with instant reactions to late-breaking signings, determining which players are, yes, truly in the best shape of their lives, and behind-the-scenes stories from all the excitement and intrigue that spring training brings. Follow Baseball Isn't Boring in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
A devastating call there late in the game as the Dallas Mavericks hang on to win 111-107 over the Golden State Warriors. Dubs fall to 27-27, 12-14 on the road now as they wrap up their final game of this six-game road trip tonight against the Houston Rockets. Is Steph going to play? Is Jimmy going to play? Is Draymond going to play? We'll see. But a very disappointing ending to that game where the Warriors were fighting to claw back. They were clawing. It was back and forth, Joe Shasky. They take the lead after a Stephen Curry three, but the Mavericks and that guy Kyrie Irving, yeah, he's still pretty freaking good. I know they didn't have Anthony Davis. I know they didn't have Daniel Gafford, Derek Lively. They didn't have a big, quite frankly, which was interesting because the Warriors, who, to their credit, attacked the paint a lot, they just missed a lot of easy buckets, and it was a frustrating loss. There's a lot baked into it. Good morning to all of you just getting off work, getting ready for school. It is very wet out there. They're calling it an atmospheric river, Joe Shasky. I feel like we've heard that phrase 3 years in a row now here in the Bay Area. So please be safe if you're driving out there, if you're commuting, however you're doing it, on bike, on scooter, whatever. Please be safe. Don't be dumb. If you need to pull over, if it's getting too crazy, don't be afraid to do that. Tough loss last night.
Tough loss? How about horrific officiating? It doesn't mask the Warriors' execution. We'll get to that in a second. Gucci Man sucks. Let's just call it like,
Who's Gucci Man?
He's the referee who looks like the rapper Gucci Man. It's pretty obvious. He sucks. He sucks. All right, there was a variety of plays. That crew was awful. First off, when both benches are losing their minds, clearly you've lost control of that game. The final sequence, Kyrie's feet are moving. It's inarguable. His feet are moving. It's the wrong call. Period. His feet are moving. And if we're going to go letter of the law, spirit of the law, it does not matter. Now, there would have been time on the clock. They would have had the ball. They would have had opportunities to win the game, the Dallas Mavericks. So it's not the end all be all. But it was a sequence of bad calls in the fourth quarter in particular that was driving everyone nuts. Case in point, we've talked about this. Inconsistencies on consecutive possessions. Steph Curry, who doesn't attack the basket, is attacking the basket with ferocity and then gets absolutely leveled, no call. And then the very next possession, Moses Moody closes out on Kyrie Irving, who does the most garbage sweep through of all time to get an automatic three free throws. A, if it is a foul, it's a foul on the floor. B, it's a sweep through, which you've told me you're going to adjudicate out of the league. C, where's the consistency on contact on the prior possession for Steph Curry, who everyone tells me doesn't attack the lane? Then we take it a step further. The 8 second call in the backcourt on the kick, the clear kick, where you don't show me the sequencing of the clock and him bringing it up the court.
It looked like there were 17 seconds still on there.
Yeah, it was. It was a masterclass in ineptitude of officiating, and it masked what should be a game that we're talking about as a great, great regular season game. The Warriors fought back from a dozen multiple times. Kyrie was spectacular, and I'm sitting here furious at the officiating. And no, it's not the reason they lost, but it's baked into this is why we're frustrated as an NBA, I'm not just a Warrior fan, NBA fan.
You called it a masterclass of ineptitude. We call that a disaster class these days, Joe Shasky.
Okay.
A disaster class from the referees late in that game. And that's fine. You know what? It's baked into it. And again, to your point, I'm not going to say that was the reason they lost. They had a lot of opportunities to score inside the paint. They scored how many? 60-plus points yesterday inside the paint. It should have been way more.
It should have been 120.
It should have been 100. Like
Pods and Draymond smoked bunnies on consecutive plays.
I got secondhand high from the amount of smoked layups yesterday in that game. I am. My eyes are still glossy from it. It's that bad. Like, no. And you know, I was talking about Buddy Hield his last couple of games. It looks like he was going to break out of this funk that he was in because he was making some three-point shots. 1 of 9 yesterday, 3 points. If he's not scoring, he's not giving you anything. I saw time in and time out on the defensive side, the Dallas Mavericks, whether it was Kessler Edwards, whether it was Max Christie, who's looking like
Max
a great
Christie
pickup.
Looks really good.
He looks a great pickup since he got traded from the Lakers. I know that was obviously an afterthought from Anthony Davis and Luka Doncic, but Max Christie was a part of that trade.
Brandon Williams looked great.
Brandon Williams. Clay early on was killing them. I know he got cold a little bit late, but he had some big shots.
Clay was wide open in the first half.
He was. Najee Marshall killed him with his size, right? He had 0-for-4 from beyond the arc, but 5 of 10, 10 points, 8 boards for him. His size, again, a team going to the game that had no size, like, I didn't feel like they were exposed enough for their lack of size. I'll just say it like that. And you had Quinnen Post playing 12 minutes yesterday. I get it. Early on, he was a minus 19 in the game for his plus minus for the entire, like, I felt like he could have used him more. Did I see him in the second half at all?
No, I didn't see him in the second half.
I didn't feel it at all. I felt like you could have used him at certain points. Jimmy Butler, late in that game, that was a tough call because had he got the not charge, if it was a blocking call, maybe
he
put some.
And he missed a free throw.
He missed a free throw.
Like, I'm talking about prior to that. But like the reality is that to me, it doesn't have to be a foul. It could be a no call.
Yeah.
But you blew the whistle.
Yeah.
And if his feet are moving and you're going to review it, well, then you're wrong.
So
you're wrong.
There was a lot baked into that loss last night. I want to hear from Dub Nation, 888-957-9570.
Well, Steve Kerr bears a big burn of it, too.
He does.
And I'm going to go right to Steve Kerr. I'm going to say, all right, a couple of things. First,
he's that coach.
It took forever for you to run a double team at Kyrie. He's destroying you. Mm. He hit 3 consecutive threes. No timeout. What are we doing? What are we doing? Secondarily,
42 points.
How many times have I watched this team? This is not the Iguodala Livingston team. Mm. Stop switching on everything. GP2. Fight through a screen. Fight through. You are the defensive stopper. You are giving up. When there's a screen that comes up, they did it over and over and over and over and over again. They were hunting the Buddy Hield or Steph Curry matchup on these screens. They come up. They set a pick. Sometimes they'll set a pre-ball pick to set up another pick. So they'll go 2-man away. Guys, you don't have to just give up the switch. You saw it late in the game. Jimmy Butler gave you the template. No, get back. I am fighting over the top of the screen. I am staying with my man. Mm. Stop switching. And then Buddy Hield, I got him. No, you don't got him. No, you need to hedge back and you need to go off and go back on the other guy. Stop switching. GP2, fight through the screen over the top. To me, this is a Warrior problem. This is not 2016. This is not 2017. You can't switch across the board. Fight through. Stop letting them get the matchup that they want every single time. Dallas's whole MO yesterday was, we're going to run pick and rolls. We're going to run off ball screens to set up specific matchups. They failed to adjust to it. And then you failed to send a double team to Kyrie until 6 minutes to go in the fourth quarter. I love you, Steve Kerr. That is on you.
Brought to you by Golden State, serving the Bay Area for 3 generations. When you succeed, we succeed. Visit GoldenStateLumber.com. It's a simple question. What's the most frustrating part of that loss for you last night, Dub Nation? You could say it was the team you were playing against because this is a team you're going to be battling for the standings for the rest of the season. You got one more matchup against the Dallas Mavericks. It's going to be at Chase Center in a couple weeks or 10 days, I want to say. It's going to be on February 23rd. So you got one more matchup against them. Kyrie Irving goes nuclear. He drops 42. Was it that? Was it the officiating? Was it, you know, the amount of smoked layups you had yesterday? You had, you know, damn near 10 more shot attempts yesterday, and it felt like it should have been more. You should have had so many different opportunities. Cutting, like, how many times did we see yesterday that the suspendables connection, as we're calling it?
They look great.
The Butler to Draymond, just Draymond cutting to the lane and just driving for a wide open layup.
Steph was not great in this game. And,
no,
and I have a lot
that
of...
That was frustrating, too.
But
9-23, 4-13 from beyond the arc, 25 points for Stephen Curry.
Yeah, he wasn't great yesterday. I thought he was very inefficient. He missed a lot of shots. I thought he did a lot of complaining, too. Like, get back on D, Steph. Like, on the real. Like, we got to call it out. Like, stop complaining on every play. Like, you got to get back and play. the best part of yesterday that makes me most encouraged, because there are silver linings, and I hate to be that guy.
Really?
Oh, yeah. You played in a competitive back-and-forth game in the fourth quarter. You dug out a multiple 12-point deficits. You got stops. Draymond was spectacular defensively in the final couple of minutes. Spectacular. He was. Draymond, amazing. He was amazing. The Jimmy Butler, Draymond, two-man game is maybe the most encouraging thing to come out of this game. I thought, Steph and Jimmy. I mean, Draymond and Jimmy clearly have the high pick and roll thing going on, where Jimmy drops down after he gets the matchup that he wants, and Dre's just feeding him, and they're working that block. There are a lot of little silver linings. I think Moody's a player. I'm learning Moody's a player. That's a game, obviously, I want. I wanted that game. I'm fired up. I'm ticked off. But if they play like that, this team is going to play meaningful games this year. It's three games into the Butler experience. That was a great game.
That's why it's frustrating, I think, if you're a Warriors fan right now, because he had two blowouts, and this was the first crunch time game. This is a team that's reeling. The Dallas Mavericks felt like they were going to crash and burn.
Yeah.
Anthony Davis out indefinitely with an industrial strain. They just lost Luka Doncic, who ESPN and every other media outlet is shoving down our throat right now, rightfully so. He makes some great passes as the Lakers get blown out yesterday in Utah, but no one's caring about that because the Dallas Mavericks won. That entire crowd was just waiting to boo them off the court late in that game. They were waiting to just attack Jason Kidd, Nico Harrison, anyone out there. And the Warriors, to their credit, they were fighting back. They took the lead late after that Steph 3-point shot. They just couldn't close. And that's been a problem for this team, Joe Shasky.
Yeah, but they lose going away. 3 weeks ago, that's a game. No. 2 weeks ago, they lose that game going away.
That's true.
But I know that sounds like I'm doing loser talk here, but I'm being real. There are silver linings to that.
There are, but there's also, I can't unsee what I've saw throughout this whole season. I know we want to look at it through this new lens, and it's this new team. It's a new squad. It's Jimmy Butler. Andrew Wiggins isn't here. Kyle Anderson isn't here. D'Anthony Melton's not here anymore. Dennis Schroeder's not here anymore. This is a new team, so you kind of have to view it through a different lens, right? But at the same time, Warriors now fall to 1-21 when trailing after three quarters.
That almost seems impossible.
0-9 on the road. If they're trailing, heading to the fourth on the road, they're going to lose the game. That's something that needs to change when you have Jimmy Butler out there, when that's a guy we brought in to be a closer. Now, again, was it a 50-50 call? You don't even think it's 50-50? It was...
Were his feet moving?
It looked like it. It looked like
No. It's yes or no.
It looked like it. I wasn't there in real time calling the play. Was it one of those where it's, the call, if it's that close, the call in the field's going to stand, or call in the court, in this case,
Kyrie
is going to stand?
Kyrie jumped to the spot to get, again, this is foul baiting 101.
I know.
Kyrie jumped to the spot to get that was not a defensive position he was trying to be in. He was trying to beat him to the spot to bail them into the charge call. And Gucci Man, of course,
James Williams.
Took it. He took it. And then they reviewed it. His feet are clearly moving. And then they basically stick with it. How many times, we've seen the Warriors themselves this year get caught for the same thing, where the feet are moving and they go, feet are moving. Be consistent here. They're not consistent on these calls.